Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Mesa. Keep your head to the sky.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free, spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Wow. Good morning. That was Mesa, all the way from Baltimore. You tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get ready and call in the divine. Come on, I'm going to play Mesa's Inside My Dream, and then we're going to call in the divine presence, enter into the stillness, and move into what we're going to discuss today, that you are the creator. Let me say that again. You are the creator. Say to yourself, I am the creator. I am the creator. All right, family. This is Mesa again, Inside My Dreams. Make sure you call somebody. Let them know they are the creator. Call them and tell them to get on the line this morning. We're gonna have a powerful, transformative discussion as we move into the understanding. You are the creator. This is Mesa again, Inside My Dreams.
And I've been awakened by a story my mind is telling my heart.
Say it, baby, don't you
worry.
You never have to
feel, baby. Yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me, family. Yes, aka Love Goddess, Lady Love. I'm here and I'm excited what we're going to talk about and hear today. You are the creator. All right, family, we're going to get started. Back by popular demand, everybody's asking for our money treatment. So these few days until I hear from my spirit something different, we will be opening with the prayer treatment for money blessings in our lives. And so as we move into the spirit, inviting the one presence, the one power into this right now moment. Recognizing that that one power, there's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. We honor the name God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Recognizing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to be still. Become intentional about the breath, because there's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I want you to breathe by taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Release the breath and remember to breathe into the diaphragm, deep into the diaphragm. And remember to breathe into the heart. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, Father. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, Every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, we remember that money is just another form of God's love. And money is just another form of energy. And we give thanks right now for the money substance. As we repeat our money substance blessing by Harry L. Reeve from the Unity Village Church. And as we visualize all forms of money, physical paper money, stocks, bonds, inheritance, real estate, bank account, credit cards, all forms of money. And as we bring that symbol of God's love into our mind's eye and experience our money, we say together, Lord, I thank you for this money, symbol of your love and bounty, silver and gold and paper too. Lord, I thank you for plenty that I thank you, God, as I bless the contents of my purse, my wallet, my bank accounts, my stocks and my bonds, every place that I experience abundance, I bless it right now. And with wisdom, I disperse. Father, Mother God, let me be a steward so true, sharing good as you do. We thank you right now as we bless this substance by your word of spoken thanks forever heard. We bless it now for its use, gladly share without abuse. Lord, we thank you for this money, this symbol of your love and your bounty of your goodness, God, your unlimited goodness. As we recognize that divine love blesses our purse, our money substance, and keep it abundantly filled. And we open it both to give and to receive, Holy Spirit. We thank you that the contents of this purse, this wallet, and every place we keep our money is so blessed that we express wisdom, love, and good judgment in heaven and all our financial resources. All to whom we give, we also express wisdom, love, and great judgment. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity to experience the goodness of the frequency and the energy of your love called money on this planet. We thank you, God, for money as we bless it. We thank you for money as we honor it and give thanks for the opportunity to walk in your bounty of goodness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, as we hear Reverend Knight.
Let's get rid of all of the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup.
Run it over.
And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I open my mind to all the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
You know I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness
of life. It is God's
pleasure
to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's good pleasure to give me
all of the riches
of
life.
All the riches.
Health, happiness, love.
Health, happiness,
success, prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity, and money.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind.
With no reservations.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of God
in me. This is real money.
You see, this is real money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
That I need and want.
That I ever needed and wanted and desire.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy
person. I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a
happy
person.
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a
loving person. I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful,
prosperous person. I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots. Of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks.
Certificates
and bonds.
Of deposit.
Certificates
a
of
big
deposit.
Investment portfolio.
A real big investment portfolio.
I see
portfolio.
Myself having money making money.
Ooh, I see myself having money.
Money
making money.
Making money.
Money,
money
making,
making money.
Money making money.
It feels wonderful. It feels good.
It feels
I see and
good.
Feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying
thank
the goodness
you, God,
of
in
money.
Me.
Thank you,
for
God,
money
in me.
And
for
all
money.
Of the goodness of life.
And all of the goodness in life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity,
yes,
and a whole lot of money go with
money.
You. Amen.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was Reverend Ike right here on the Love Journey, the Master of Money Prayer Treatments. Master of Money Prayer Treatment. This is our affirmation song that one of the prayer members on the line made just for the Love Journey. God is the source of my unlimited supply. I want you to just breathe that in right now. That God is the source of all the goodness in our life. And we get to create that by seeing it, believing it, and knowing it. I was up this morning meditating and praying, doing what I do when I do what I do. And I was just asking God just but some thought processes. And I heard Jay-Z this morning. Now, you know, if you've been on this prayer line for years or however long you've been on it, you know I may play some Jay-Z, I may play some Reverend Ike, I may play whoever is speaking to my soul. And this right here spoke to my soul. He said the two things that's required is patience and perseverance. I want you to say that with me. The only thing that's required is my patience and me to persevere. Patience and perseverance. This is a 5-minute clip. And it's going to change the trajectory of how you live and have your being and how you think about your consciousness and your belief system and who you allow to speak into your life. Just listen. This is powerful.
Only two things can get you through this, man. That's patience and persistence.
We all aspire. We all have the same emotions. You know, no matter who you are, where you're from, we all have the same emotions. You know, we all want to be successful. You know, we all have the same fears of failure. We all have, feelings of abandonment. We all, you know, want love.
Have such a strong belief in yourself that you can quiet out all the outside noise, because that's, you're going to need that on every step of the way. There are people that are projecting their fears and their shortcomings and failures on you. And you have to be very careful, you know, with that. People telling you can't do that. Why can't I? Because they may have tried, or they don't believe that they can do it. And it's not really about you. It's about what they feel and their fear inside. So you have to be strong enough and resilient to believe in whatever it is you're trying to do.
My uncle, he was telling me, like, my uncle said I never sold a million records. I sold a million records like a million times. Are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. But he couldn't even see it at the time.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was just projecting, putting his fears on me.
Lock my body, can't trap my mind. Easily explain why we adapt to crime. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we on it. And you gotta understand the reason, right? Why does that guy think like that? Right? How do you arrive at that point? You gotta also look at that. You have to look at that. You gotta look at the environments and places we live in and how things are set up and how things are structured and how we're always the last on the totem pole, even from our schooling to our roads to, you know, everything that all the obstacles that's placed in front of us. Even our living conditions. You live in a project. Someone lives here, 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 and here. You know, you have to deal with all these different type of personalities. You have, you're in the box. Someone's above you, below you, to the right of you, and to the left of you. And every day you have to manage that circle. So, that's like living dormant.
Life is about balance, right? You have to have some type of balance. You have, like, time for work and it's time for play. And if you don't allow these two things to coexist, you have an imbalance.
People look at you strange saying you changed, like you worked that hard to stay the same, like you're doing all this for a reason. And what happens most of the time, people change. People change around you because they start treating you different because of your success. So you are changing. You don't change who you are, the core of who you are, the things you believe, the things you love, and the things you die for, and your principles. You don't change that, but you're going to change who you are. You're going to change, you know, you can't do the same things that you can't hang on the corner. Be true to yourself. You know, it sounds like a very simple thing to do, but it's not. It's not simple to do with all the pressures to succeed and all the pressures to, once you succeed, to stay there. You have a belief in yourself, and sometimes, in most cases, it's almost a naivete about who you are and what you can contribute to the game. Belief in oneself and knowing who you are, I mean, that's the foundation of everything great.
Life is for your greatest good. No matter how difficult it seems at the time, everything is for your greatest good. It's just clearing you out so you can receive your blessings. Even a tough time, even a tough time is used for us to grow, for us to go through things. So when the good times come, we really appreciate it. But you gotta just believe everything is for your greatest good. And anything you want in life, you just gotta set your attention. When you set your be that powerful, with law, every single person in here, with that powerful as human being, if you set your intention and you believe that shit with your whole soul, 100%, it's gonna happen for you, I promise you that. And I'm not saying that because I read it in the book, I'm saying that because I'm standing on the stage tonight. I'm from the bottom, I'm from the mud, I'm from Monty Project, I'm from Bethlehem, Stuyvesant, from Brooklyn, New York City. And I'm on this stage here tonight doing what I love to do in front of all those beautiful people. That's because I set my intentions. On my first album, I was saying, who's the best MC to each and every song? I was telling you, I was coming. It's the adventure trip to black nigga when you find it on stage. That nigga was the, I said that.
Wow. He spoke it in his first album, he said. He believed it with his whole heart and his soul. He set his intention. We gotta be careful when we share our dreams with somebody and then they try to put fear in us. And they're not doing it because they hate us. People think it's because they hate us. Most of the time it's because they really love us and they don't want to see us hurt. I know you like that's a strange kind of love, yeah. We only can love at our own capacity of love. And so I say, you tell me your dream, and that dream too big. I'm like, girl, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get hurt. That's not why most people try to shoot you down. They try to shoot you down because their own fear. And you can't let their fears become your fears and already coupled with your own fear to move through your own dreams. I know it. Just like he said, he know it because he's standing on that stage. He's been there. But somebody tried to tell me. And I knew that I heard spirit and I had to move through it. You got to move through your fear. Because you are the creator. This is Morgan Freeman.
Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access, let's say, 20%
of
our brain's capacity.
If you want to have something show up in your life, the kind of person you would like to become, manifest something new into your life, something powerful, whatever it might be, you obviously must first be able to imagine it. Your imagination is able to do all that you ask in proportion to the degree of your attention. Mm-hmm. So, what kind of attention do you place on your desires? Einstein's most famous quote, one of his most famous observations, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere. Make your future dream a present fact by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That which you feel yourself to be, you are. Mm-hmm. And you are given that which you are. So assume the feeling that would be yours were you already in possession of your wish. And your wish must be realized. So live in the feeling of being the one you want to be and that you shall be. If this assumption about what you would like to become is persisted in until it becomes your dominant feeling, the attainment of your ideal is absolutely inevitable. You must first assume the feeling of a wish fulfilled in all aspects of your life. Don't allow anybody else's opinion. Don't allow what it says on the internet. Don't allow the research. Don't allow what anybody out there tells you is possible or not possible for you. If you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. It will chase after you. If you can place into your imagination what it is that you would like to attract and begin to feel it, start retraining your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind, it responds to what it is that you suggest to it. Your subconscious mind rules your life. 96% to 97% of everything that you do is done as a result of your subconscious mind. And when your subconscious mind gets programmed, it goes ahead and responds to whatever it is your conscious mind has placed into it. You are the creator. This is the mystery. This is the great secret known by the seers and prophets and mystics throughout the ages. This is the truth that you can never know intellectually.
Many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe. And it's not just what you think you believe on the surface, it's also your shadow beliefs that are holding you back from moving into the life that you believe you deserve. What I know is if you're not looking at the shadows, you're not looking at what is subconsciously running through the tape in your mind, telling yourself you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you're not smart enough, you're not enough, which is a tape that's playing for a lot of people. If you're not conscious of that, then you end up acting out of that belief system and not out of what you know to be the truest or want to be the truest for yourself. You are where you are today in part because of what you've been saying about yourself. Words are like seeds. When you speak something out, you give life to what you're saying. If you continue to say it, eventually that can become a reality. You are planting seeds when you talk. At some point, you're going to eat that fruit. My challenge is make sure you're planting the right kind of seeds. If you want apples, you have to sow apple seeds. If you want oranges, you can't plant cactus seeds, poison ivy seeds, mushroom seeds. You're going to reap fruit from the exact seeds that you've been sowing. In other words, you can't talk negative and expect to live a positive life. You can't talk defeat and expect to have victory. You can't talk lack, not enough, can't afford it, never get ahead, and expect to have abundance. If you have a poor mouth, you're going to have a poor life.
A poor life.
And this is great when we're saying things like, I'm blessed, I'm strong, I will accomplish my dreams, I'm coming out of debt. That's not just being positive, you are prophesying victory, prophesying success, prophesying new levels. And your life will move in the direction of your words. But too many people go around prophesying just the opposite. I never get any good breaks. I'll never get back in shape. Business is slow. I'll probably get laid off. Flu season is here. I always get it. They don't realize they are prophesying defeat. It's just like they're calling in bad breaks, mediocrity, lack. You don't become what you want because so much of wanting is about living in the space of what you don't have. That's why Jim Carrey's story is so powerful because he started to act as though he already had it. He would go up to Mulholland Drive, he would drive away thinking, I already have those things, I just haven't accessed them as yet. I believe those things are going to come to me and I'm going to act like they are, so I'm going to move forward in my life in order to draw that to myself in such a way that my actions are in alignment with what I say I believe. So if you start to think about that, really, why are you where you are in your life? The choices that you have made have been because of what you believe to be true for yourself.
Mm-hmm. The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great, for being a bright color, for standing out. But the time is now to be okay, to be the greatest you.
You can talk yourself out of your destiny. Negative words can keep you from becoming who you were created to be. Don't fall into that trap. Quit calling in defeat. Quit talking about how it's not going to happen. You should write down your goals. Write down what you want to see happen in life. Any areas that you're struggling in, where you need to improve, write it down like it's already done. And then every day, declare that decree. Read over it a couple of times out loud. It's not enough to just think it. Something happens when we speak. You have to prophesy your future.
Mm-hmm.
Those words will get down on the inside of you. They'll not only change your outlook, but they will change who you are. Your words will become your reality.
Wow. Thank you. just wanted you to take a few minutes and integrate what you just heard. I'm going to play Marvin Sapp, Perfect Peace. And if you want to open up your line, press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 if you're on teleconference line. Blog Talk is the 602-753 number, and the teleconference is the 712-432 with the code. This is Marvin Sapp right here on The Love Journey. Perfect Peace.
I will keep you in
perfect peace.
All of my
stayed on me.
I will keep you in.
in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine. That was Marvin Sapp. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we're going to open the line and talk about it. I just wanted to remind you today that you are the creator. I chose Jay-Z when I heard it this morning because I wanted you to see where he said he came from the bottom, now he at the top. He came from the bottom, now he at the top. His bottom in his mind was living in a project. And when you're living in a project, now I never lived in the projects. I did work in them, but I never lived in them. But the idea of poverty runs rampant in the projects. And to be able to move from a poverty mind into the consciousness, I'm sure there were a lot of fears. You heard him say, his uncle tell him, you ain't never going to be what you want to be. You're not going to sell a million records. Because LL Cool J at the time, his uncle told him was way better than him. They're not going to let him in the game. And he said, I sold a million records a million times. But the key was what? Now, do you remember what the key was to that? And this is the key that I want you to remember. It's patience, persistence, and one other thing. Do anybody know? Belief. He said you got to believe it with your heart, your mind, and your soul. And then we went on to hear that you are the creator. With Morgan Freeman, Oprah Winfrey, quite a few people. But one of the things that I want you to really take away from this, couple of things. You got to live in the wish fulfilled. What does that mean? You got to live in the wish fulfilled. Meaning you have to live as if what you desire is already in your physical manifestation. We got to be conscious of the belief in the words that we say to ourselves, about ourselves, when no one else can hear it and listen. We got to speak it into ourselves, and we got to speak it into our lives. We got to speak it until we believe every ounce of what we're saying. Because the feeling is the blessing. The blessing comes from the emotional, from the feeling of being rich. That's what it means to be rich, to be success. The success comes with being success, feeling the success. That's what they say when they say, don't chase success, be success. Don't chase love, be love. You got to feel the love. You got to feel the experience of money. Because that's where all the blessings manifest from. This may sound redundant. And I think about a lot of the times when I said a lot of these things, but really wasn't operating in 100% of my manifestation. And it was because I heard it intellectually, but I really didn't know what that meant to get the experience of money, to get the experience of love, to get the experience of my desire. That means to have it so deeply rooted into my heart that I feel it in my experience, even if it's not in my physical manifestation yet. You know, sometimes it's interesting doing this love journey live. It's quite a few people, but nobody really dialogue. And sometimes I'll be thinking, wow, this is some good stuff. I know somebody going to have something to say, but maybe because you're being reflective. I don't know. But I just think, wow. I pray this message today bless your life so tremendously that it brings you more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. because that's the blessing of God. I know I say this a lot, but it just reminds me of Ephesians 3:20. Now, I say abundantly, I will give you more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. It just reminds me of Oprah when she came out on that stage at Essence Festival with her red sweater dress and her red bottom red pumps saying, family, I'm living the dream. Not because I'm special, but because I'm living, because I was obedient to the call. She didn't say I was living my dream, because her dream was only a house with 6 trees, and she has a house with 3,686 trees, not because she's special, because she was obedient to the call. So my prayer for you is that you live in God's plan, God's dream for your life. And the only requirement is to get out your way and allow the Spirit to move through you. Let me say that again. You see, the only requirement to live the dream is to get out your way and allow the willing Spirit. Because let me just say this to you. Because some reason we've been conditioned through our religion, our homes, and people who thought they was loving us, said if you don't do such and such, God, you're going to be this and that. But let me just tell you, there is nothing, there's no requirement for God's blessings other than to be a willing spirit. You see, David wasn't a perfect man, but David was a man after God's heart. And when I say perfect, I mean David didn't do what you would think to be awarded God's blessings. But see, you don't have to do anything to be awarded God's blessings. It's just you have to be a willing participant. You got to be a willing vessel. You ever notice water? And how when it's moving through the cracks, it doesn't force anything. It just moves through its willing spaces. And that's how the energy of the Spirit works. Dr. Johnny Coleman used to tell us all the time, God can do no more for you than what God can do through you. And the only limitation is our belief system. The only requirement is that you just show up. That's my message. I want you to know I love you. I love you with the love of God. And let me just say, your life is a gift, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I just implore you to choose love. Love really is the only choice. Don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams and realize the power is in you. And it only works if you work it. It worked because I worked it out. That's my message. I just want to remind you, you've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I want to remind you, August 4th, a beautiful experience is going to be right here on the lake, 31st Street. Sunrise Sessions, 11, number 11, family. That's the master number. I'm looking forward to seeing you all right here on the land, August 4th. Have an amazing God-filled day. I got this earth, wind, and fire on my mind. Can't hide love, family. I can't hide love. All right. This is earth, wind, and fire. Can't have love.
Girl, I look in your eyes, see you care. So why not stop trying to run and hide? You won't find out if you never try.
That was Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm going to play a song I haven't heard in a long time just because I'm feeling the Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is Cruising, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Philip Bailey on Lee. Cruising, family, cruising.
It's been there.